Because I wanted to offer the solution here. We're not just whining. We're not just complaining. This is a real, viable, real solution to the corruption that's in the legal system or the jury pool or whatever it might be. All you got to do is say, look, everybody here hate their own life, hate their pride that wants to condemn a man, or hate your life that wants to let them go, hate your opinions, hate your thoughts, and let Jesus Christ give us the truth of what his love and righteousness and justice would work. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So the solution is not just to hate your own life. People kind of get to a point where, you know, when I first shared the scripture with people, they go, oh, no, I hate my life. No, no, no. This isn't like a suicidal thing or I hate this world. Almost everybody will say that. You have to do verse 26 of John 12. Whoever serves me must follow me. It is only by hating my own life, my own corruptions, my own sins, then I turn and begin to follow Jesus Christ, who is the embodiment of truth, who then can work righteousness, holiness, truth, and purity in my life. That's really the only type of true Christian. It's called a disciple of Jesus. My Father will honor the one who serves me. If you want the truth, if you want to deal with corruption, guess what? It begins with you, and it begins with me. It begins on an individual level. Before I ever start looking at, say, what politicians are doing, or before I can say, you know, what the person building the airplane is, or law enforcement, or those in prison, or lawyers, or prosecutors, unless I'm an absolute total hypocrite, which there are plenty of those, because why? People love the corruption of being a hypocrite, don't they? You don't have to deal with anything, and you can feel all superior, and then you can point fingers at everybody else. If I hate my pride, if I hate those things, I'm going to allow Jesus, as I follow him, to work the truth within me.